critics of the Department of Education's new EQIP program are concerned government lending may encourage the kind of abuses that became notorious with for-profit colleges.
We are Corinthian colleges.
You open up all of these federal dollars, and you don't have great accountability, and bad actors flood in, and these schools end up just enrolling a lot of low-income students, and we have terrible outcomes, and the students are left with debt.
Given that for-profit colleges have a mixed track record at best of succeeding in putting people back into the workforce, why take this route?
This is a very targeted initiative focused on workforce development. We will rigorously evaluate it to make sure that it's working. If programs aren't working, we'll stop them.
So far, boot camps have won high job placement rates by enrolling students who already have college degrees. But new students with less traditional educations pose new challenges.
One thing that's unclear is, are employers hiring these people because they also have a bachelor's degree? Will they just hire them if they only have the certificate from the boot camps?
As his first exposure to post-secondary education, Isaac Collier says coding is a good fit.
It's a good challenge. It's always overcoming obstacles, and I feel smarter, honestly, after it. Just, I do.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Hari Srinivasan.